to the parking garage entrance as you can, please. And just going to stand there on the entrance if you can.
Copy that.
This is 506. Her granddaughter says she's not here today, so they will be canceling their ride.
And this is 6446, is that correct?
I could barely hear you. Would you repeat again, please?
And this is event ID 6446, is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, I'll get that information punched in for you.
Thank you. 506 out.
9114,
stand by 1 second. 9109.
9109, Hollywood.
Oh, he's at, oh. Can you go over there and talk to 7734, please? He was just involved with a bus hit him. I mean, a car hit him. He exchanged information and rolled.
I just saw him drive through here, and now he's left. Is he holding for me?
Yeah, I'm going to have him hold, because he apparently gets off at 82nd and Max.
I copy.
All right, and 9112?
12, I copy.
Thank you.
9109.
9109, go ahead.
Okay, so this is that 77 that failed to let you guys know right away that he was involved. Is that the deal?
Correct. Thank you. And 9114?
Yeah, there is an illegally parked car, what you told me, and this car doesn't have plates. It's a Dodge, a gray Dodge. Stratus?
I am totally aware that my followers behind me, and there is some sort of demonstration going on in front, so we are blocked here. Are you aware of that?
Negative. But the bottom line is drop only, battery reset at end of line.
Alright, I think 13 is closer at this time. Disregard. Okay, 9113, can you give me a call up here, please?
I copy.
Is that bus in a safe location?
Yeah, but there's just quite a few people on this bus, and until we figure out what's going on here, I wouldn't mind getting them on their way. So, yeah, it looks like we got one coming up soon, according to my transit tracker.
Yeah, it doesn't, yeah, looks like he's not too far from Hollywood now.
Well, I'm trying to call you.
This is 506. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, 506. This is Charlie. How long are you wanting to work?
Oh, I was figuring maybe another hour or two past my scheduled time, if possible.
Okay, I sure can. Do you want one or two?
Two would be fine, thank you.
You're welcome. I will get that updated for you out at 1557.
8350?
8350, stand by 1 second, please.
9428. Good afternoon. 9428 and 9426 are on the air until midnight.
Thanks. 1558. Thank you. 1601.
I just had a little guy kind of fell after he got off the ramp. He said he's okay. Okay, so is he boarding or deboarding the bus when he's home?
Deboarding the bus.
Okay, and he said he's okay. You don't see any visible injuries or anything on him, do you?
No, he just got caught up going off the ramp with his little carrier.
All right, copy that. Okay, if he doesn't need any more further assistance from you, you can go ahead and roll as soon as he's clear. Thanks for letting me know. I'm going to have you go ahead and do a report for this, okay?
Okay, I'm cleared. He's off the bus and already walking and talking.
All right, well, you have a great day. Yeah, 1602.
9114, track of a song center, go ahead.
I just want you to know I called that car in.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. And, 1602.
They're currently at Back Roads.
Affirmative.
I copy. I'm on my way.
And 40, welcome. We currently have clear tracks on the red line, so have yourself a good day out there.
40, copy. Clear tracks on the red line. You too, have a good day. Thanks.
Thank you.
1605. 9113. Okay, I have operator 21051. We're going to go to 44th and Broadway.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And I'm sure you know, just have him give us a ready for service and we'll get him filled in.
Okay, he copies.
Thank you. 1606.
22
Coffee, also at 7. 9569 IRQ, or Rose Quarter.
Can you head up to 7th and be ready? I may need to offload 23.
9569, I copy. I'll head that way.
44, I'll need a call from OCC before proceeding.
44, copy. 910.
My radio cut out. Last call, go ahead.
9110.
9110, go ahead.
Hey, I got a call to come out to the Progress Park and Ride. I guess there's construction going on 217, and we got some trucks that are blocking our stop here. Stop ID 9169. We're not going to close the stop right now because we're trying to get a hold of the company and see if we can get these trucks moved for tomorrow. But can we just send out a message to the 45s and 62s, and I think there's maybe a 92 out there, maybe one or two of them later in a little bit here. Just be mindful of customers here. I'm not going to put a temp stop up, and I'm not going to actually close the stop yet. I just want to let the bus know to kind of be mindful if they see anybody that wants to board or if anybody wants to get off, they can just stop prior to the trucks.
And you said that was the Progress parking ride? That's the one right across from Washington Square, right?
That's affirmative, yeah. The 45, 62, and then I know the 92s only run during, it's just their peak times. And it's the one, yeah, it's a stop right across from Washington Square.
Okay, I'll get a message out now. Thank you.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
And for red, blue, and green line trains, we're unable to proceed eastbound at this time. Got somebody who threw an object on the overhead wires up at 60th. We're working on getting OCS down there to remove it with a hot stick, but they're about 15 minutes away, so bear with us. We'll get you guys going as soon as we can. I'll get you updates when we get them. 1610.
23 at
7. Now, if you don't have a relief anyway, I may just offload you, stick you in a double tree. We can just get you east as soon as we're open back up. That way I can open up some spaces on holiday for some of these trains that need to hold.
23, that works for me.
9569.
This is 918 at 5th and Davis.
How can I help you?
You may have already been called about this, but there's a guy on 5th and Gleason laying in the sidewalk. He doesn't look like he's breathing. So I was wondering if we should... I was just letting you know that in case you wanted to call the police.
Yeah, you're not there anymore, so we can't tell. I mean, if you ever suspect that somebody might be dead, it'd probably be a good idea to stop the bus and take a closer look, just for future reference.
Yeah, I'm looking back at it, and there's somebody, like, leaning over him, and he's not getting up or anything.
Okay, so somebody else is there with him?
Yeah, it looks like there's somebody leaning over him, but, When I looked at him, I didn't see any signs of him breathing, so. Yeah.
Okay, and this is Fifth and Gleason?
Yeah, Fifth and Gleason, it's the southeast corner of Fifth and Gleason.
All right, copy that. Thank you. 1612.
205.
This is 205. Go ahead.
Thank you, 205. This is Charlie. I'm just calling to find out where you're at on your manifest.
I'm getting ready to drop off customer, pick up customer 5056. I'm right in front of her location right now as we speak. Clear?
Okay, so you're at Trader Joe's now?
10-4 on that.
Okay, copy that. Thank you so much. Out at 1614.
Yeah, you have a good evening. 205, clear. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Greg. Thank you.
24 is holding at 7.
Hey, everybody stand by, please.
917.
917. Yes, I'd like to enter the Lincoln substation and take it offline, please.
8736 Pound Garage.
8736, go ahead.
Hey, I am covering this run between now and 1936. I was wondering where you wanted me to cut in. My best guess is just started at Gateway at 1650 on time.
You have guessed correctly. Just hit the Gateway and I'll get the block sent to you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. 1619.
Ready to select for special events.
Okay, run code 33, clear to select, proceed on a proper SOP as needed at the 7th. And then you can select from OCC into a special events track.
Copy, clear to SOP as needed at the 7th, and selecting with the 33 into special events at OCC.
1621. 48, you'll be holding at Old Town.
Train 48, I copy holding at Old Town. Are we doing turn backs now?
I don't believe so. We'll see if we can get this removed, but we're getting to a point here where we may. But for now, no.
48, I copy. I'll hold at Old Town when I get there.
1623.
Northbound. How can I help you?
Yeah, I just had a mirror strike on my right side.
Okay, and what did we come into contact with?
It was a parked car on the right side of the bus lane.
Okay, copy that. All right, is the owner of the parked car there?
Not at the moment. I just pulled over, so I was out of traffic and called you immediately. I do have a bus full of people. Do you want me to have them move up to the next stop?
Are you on the streetcar tracks?
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay. Yeah, when it's a parked car, we got to do things differently. So put on your four ways. I'm going to get a reservation to you as soon as possible.
Okay, copy that and have customers move.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Okay, and if the train comes up behind me, do you want me to go ahead and move into the left lane?
For now, no. I might call you back, so stay by your radio.
Okay, copy that.
1525.
48 at Old Town.
I'll need you to hold there.
9113.
Nine four.
9472, Multnomah and Wheeler.
9472, I got your mechanical rolling. What's wrong with your bus?
Besides the handset issue, evidently, there is a low oil check engine and stop engine light that came on 4 times altogether on the freeway. Because of traffic, if I drop below 25, it's shut off. So it's off at the moment, but someone might want to check me at North Terminal or something.
Yeah, let's go ahead and try to get to North Terminal. We'll have the truck look at you there, okay?
All right, just about to go across the steel bridge, so.
At 1528.
674.
All right, I see you moved to Ankeny. Did the owner of the other car come out?
No, I'm actually going to contact you. The train was honking at me to get out of the way, so I went ahead and turned off here, put on my hazards, so I was out of the way. And if you don't mind, I'll go ahead and walk over to that car and at least get a license plate and see if anybody's over there.
No, we don't want to abandon the bus, so stay with the bus. Road supervisor's on the way, so just hang tight.
Okay, copy that.
1629.
Train 81 standing by at 1629.
Okay, thanks. 1629.
1086, can you repeat that, please?
86, we'll keep you heading downtown, 47.
86, it's my normal.
Affirmative, normal, downtown, route code 47.
Train 23.
9552.
9552.
Does that mean I'm clear of the turn back at Gateway?
That's affirmative.
Copy.
Thanks, at 1631. 9528. 9528.
28, clear 60th, headed back for Gateway.
All clear, thanks. At 1632.
Very good, thank you.
9910.
Good evening, on shift until 0230.
I copy. Thank you.
Train 41, fallback.
60th, so be patient, watch your signals, and we'll get you all back on time at some point here, I hope. It's 1635.
1635.
Helper. Have 2 more sets of moves for you. Come see me, please.
Copy that.
9016.
Okay, hey, thanks.
7504, Lombard and Burlington.
Hey, what's going on out there?
I have no idea, but the 4 that was 2 buses up in front of the 16 was there for 6 minutes. I don't know, they finally just cleared.
Alright, copy that. Yeah, it could have been an ADA securement. I don't know. I'll try to find out. Thank you. 1637.
405 St. John's layover.
Hey, 405, what was the delay there on Lombard?
Oh, man. This lady got on with the scooter, and she just absolutely doesn't know how to use it, and she wouldn't... giving her instructions, she just wouldn't comply with them. And then I had to physically, like, swing the back of her scooter to get her to make the turn. And then halfway going through, her power went out. Now she wants plus 20. I don't know what's going on. I just got her on to clear the road. Now I'm going to deal with her.
All right, copy that. Yeah, I figured it was something like that. So, yeah, you know, the 20 is downtown, so she's going to have to get downtown to get that.
Yeah, I'm aware. I don't know. She says she wants 20, but then she says she wants a store. She doesn't do all this until, you know, we start the process. And, you know, when you're going through St. John's and you're so close to Safeway, I always ask people, are you sure you want bus 4? Because, you know, I end at Safeway. And she said yes. And then once I got her on, I don't think she knows what she wants, so I'm still trying to figure that out. But, yeah, that took 9 minutes just to clear the intersection.
Yeah, copy that. All right, hang in there. If you need more help with that, just let me know. I'll be there, 1639.
Thank you. 1639.
Yeah, and ID 130. Like I said, I can clear this bus. Can I just, what do you want to do with this vehicle? The operator wants to know where she needs to go.
Yeah,
She just needs to start her run on time. And, right there at Lewis and Clark at 447.
Is Route 205 go ahead?
Thank you, 205. This is Charlie. I heard you on the radio, but I was on the phone, so I did not hear what you said.
Well, Charlie, I said I dropped off customer 5077, and I'm heading to the yard. Clear?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And what time did you drop off 5077?
About, let's see, 16:38. Clear?
Copy that. Thank you so much. I've gone ahead and updated the manifest.
Roger that. You have a great evening, Charlie. Greg's out at 16:42. Bye.
Thank you, Greg. You have a wonderful evening, too, out at 16:42.
You'll be clear for that.
Copy that. On the move.
16:42.
9472.
It's your guy. 16:44. And old train 23, operator 20720.
20720, 23.
I was calling you train 99, and if you can put it 01, we're just going to keep you out of service and have you just pull that consistent to River Junction when you get there.
99, and I did not realize I was supposed to remain out of service. I have been picking people up.
Oh, okay, so to let you know that you're out of service. So we'll just, obviously we're going to meet you at actually, at Gateway. We'll have them offload you there.
Copy. I will change my ID to 99 and offload to Gateway. Thank you.
Thanks. And 9552.
9552, Gateway.
If you can offload 23 real quick, shouldn't be very many people. Actually, disregard. I'm going to have to do a Ruby Junction. Train 23, we'll offload you at Ruby Junction. We have a move on right behind you.
Copy. I will offload at Ruby Junction. Do you happen to know what I can put in the Haku so that it says I'm going to Ruby Junction, not Gresham?
Train 48, I got a passenger emergency. Someone just jumped off my train. I'm in the curves eastbound approaching Hollywood.
And train 48, I'll show you out with your portable and your best to reset your red now.
48 copy, yeah, and he's clear of the tracks right now, but there's a train coming, so just be on the lookout.
Alright, A6, keep an eye out for our trespasser. Have to go restricted speed. Thanks. At 16:46. And for train 99, your poppy code will be 212 when you get to Gateway for Ruby Junction.
Copy, 212. Appreciate it.
Thanks. And 9519.
19 Cleveland.
I reset the red knob. I now have a bridge deploy light for that door because he went out of the door after pushing the bridge plate. I don't know how to get that clear.
4568, Vermont and 32nd.
4568, I got your service info request. How can I help?
Yes, on my last trip into town, I happened to notice that section of street, I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, the one that has the official reroute, was back open. Do you want me to continue to take the reroute?
Is this a short-term reroute in your pouch, or is it a long-term hard copy reroute?
It's short-term, one on the green piece of paper. I believe it's Troy and 40th.
Okay, jump it 1 second. Is that the one to Portland City Center, regular to Garden Home and 40th? Left 40th, that one?
That be the one.
Well, according to my paper, it doesn't start until Tuesday. Do you have one that says it starts sooner?
Mine's item 87144, effective 7 to 5, Thursday, January 13th through Friday the 14th.
Oh, there it is. Okay, apparently they're redoing it on starting Tuesday. So, let's see, 7 to 5. Yeah, let's just do, you don't have any stops, though. So, go ahead and do the regular route if you don't have any stops. They have, sometimes they have, you know, alternate stops. They don't want you to do a regular route, but you can do the regular.
All right, thank you very much for your help. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. You have a great day at 1651.
Copy. 1651. 469. 469,
how can I help you?
Okay, well, we have a problem. This is my first week back on day shift in 4 years, and I've been fighting to stay awake, and in fact, I took a nap out at St. Helens before we driving back here so I could do this safely. On the way back here, after I talked to you last, I had to throw a loud and verbal couple off, and I'm at the end of my leash. I cannot drive safely any further, period.
Alrighty. Let's go ahead and have you hold there then at Jefferson and 5th, and we'll have a supervisor come and meet with you and figure it out from there.
That's hunky-dory. There's no way. Thank you.
You're welcome. 1655.
Train 82.
71, ready?
82.
9912, inbound, Southeast Main and Millport.
9112, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. I have a female passenger on board, and she boarded the bus, I believe it was northbound on McLaughlin at Courtney, and I think she left her wallet there, so I don't know if we have any 33s coming up to that stop, if they may be able to take a look.
I can do that. Just have her call customer service in about 30 minutes or so, and they'll have the information if we find it.
All right, copy that. Thank you.
You're welcome. At 1657. 47
south approaching Mount Hood.
And train 47. Sounds like we're going to turn you around at 11th Avenue. So people better route code 65 in.
47 copy. Turn around at 11th Avenue. I'm sorry, what was that route code again?
The route code is 65. Sorry, route code 65.
All right, 47 with a route code 65.
Affirmative. And so when you get to Gateway, the hockey code is 427.
All right, and then train 47, I'm going to change my Apaku to route code 427 at Gateway.
Yep, Apaku 427, and your route code will be 65. Thanks. That's 1701.
My Gateway, Westbound Operator 8207, signed out, turn orders.
Okay.
certainly how I got it started, but it started. So we've got like a ghost electrical problem on this. It's going to need some troubleshooting. So I want it to deadhead to the garage and I want to follow it. So we're going to do that. When this operator gets to center, do you want it to get another bus?
Yes, affirmative. And I will call the spotter and let him know. So hopefully they'll have one for him, for them, yes.
All right, I copy.
Thank you. 1721.
Okay, but I can utilize trains in the yard now, correct?
Yeah, 6-3, that's affirmative. We're only working on Y-21 and that one is good to go. So yes, you can move whatever trains you need to.
Thank you.
1725. Thank you.